State lawmakers want to reduce the income cap on Indiana's school voucher program. Parents who choose vouchers say that would make the system simpler and more equitable. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports public school advocates say the cost of expanding vouchers comes at a price to traditional public schools.
A state agency estimates voucher expansion would cost nearly $184 million over 2 years. That money would come from the same pot as traditional public schools' state tuition support. Jake Allen is the superintendent at Mooresville Schools. He says public schools need funding for safety and student mental health.
Yet with future funding in question and rising operational costs such as transportation, utilities, and insurance, schools are being forced to make difficult financial decisions. I fear that without sustained funding, these critical programs will be at risk.
Other school officials say textbook fees will further strain school tuition support. They say lawmakers should increase tuition support, leave the voucher income cap, and include textbook fees as a separate line item in the budget. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.